Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
What's known as the It Gets Better movement has sparked the creation of thousands of online videos offering messages of support and hope to gay young people. In Lynn, some high school students, with the help of a local artist, spent the entire school year assembling their own such video. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on what they created.
High school's really hard.
Christopher Gaines, a professional filmmaker, runs a program at Raw Artworks, an after-school arts therapy program in Lynn. His teens conceived, directed, and acted in an intense video for this song.
And so I think that these kids felt like there was an opportunity to send a message to other kids.
Gaines says half of the kids who worked on the video identify themselves as gay, but they're speaking to everybody.
They didn't set out to tell quote-unquote gay stories, but stories about feeling isolated when you're surrounded by people, feeling that you have loving parents that you can't turn to and talk to, even if they are good parents. All of those things were kind of what informed their process.
The song came first in the process. It's by Cambridge musician and gay rights activist Jen Greigel. In the video, she takes the stage in a high school auditorium, but we quickly cut to a bathroom. A red-haired student is crouching down, covering his head, while three bullies kick and punch him. 20-year-old Andres Omar Galan, a student at Lynn English High School, plays one of the bullies, but he admits his wardrobe was an issue.
My whole closet doesn't say straight at all.
Omar Galan is an openly gay African-American with a gentle smile. At first, he was reluctant to play a bully who beats up another kid because he's gay. That's one of the three reality-based stories that are woven together in the video. In another thread, 18-year-old Ashad Suarez essentially reenacted coming out to his real father when he was a freshman.
There were a few tears. It was really hard because before I came out to my father, I was the sweetest person you could ever meet. But behind closed doors, I was the most miserable. I had no friends. I had nobody to talk to. I didn't tell not a soul that I was gay because I was terrified out of my mind. I didn't know who or how they would respond to it.
His father responded angrily and rejected him. Now, Suarez says working on the Make It Out video was kind of like therapy.
I really don't like talking about stuff that happened back then. So when I see it there, I'm like, wow, how did this struggle that I went through get turned into art? I loved it. I love the film.
Seventeen-year-old Liam Madigan Freed helped conceive, direct, and he also acted in the video. He's straight and says the experience definitely changed the way he sees things.
I'm from Swampscott. I don't think there's more than one or two out kids in our entire school, but it definitely did kind of make my perspective on, the gay and lesbian community broader, that a teenager might think his life is total hell, but how do you think a gay and lesbian teen who has to stay in the closet, just to not get beat up every day feels? It must be terrible.
In the video, he plays a bully who torments his real-life friend, 18-year-old Jake Kennedy.
A few times I actually kicked Jake in the face.
You did.
I played the redhead kid that got beat up and almost jumped off the bridge, but didn't because Ashad saved me.
His character is gay, but Kennedy says,
I'm straight. I mean, I had to act as a gay kid, and I was totally fine with that.
I was surprised at that because a lot of people would have turned that role down. Because I was asking people, they were like, I ain't playing no gay kid.
I found no difference with it. It was, you're just another person playing a sad kid.
These are exactly the kinds of conversations musician Jen Greigel hoped this video would spark.
It shows kids. It's a visualization of what life can actually look like. And it gives them hope. And I've never seen anything like that. So I was just blown away when I saw that and I was touched.
The video grew out of the musician's participation in advice columnist Dan Savage's online It Gets Better project, which supports gay youth and strives to prevent any more suicides. And it's one reason why Jen Greigel let a bunch of teenagers have their way with her song. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.